Physics and God. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Professor Sean Carroll is a theoretical physicist at Caltech, and like most of us, believes in truth.
Most people individually don't want to be lied to.
So he wrote a book called The Big Picture on the origins of life, meaning, and the universe itself. Deep enough for you? And in it, he has a message for people who believe in God.
Well, I think that their belief in God in particular is not the best way to account for the universe we see.
Because there's now a huge body of research showing that the universe and life can be explained objectively as the movement of molecules. It's called naturalism.
Well, naturalism is the idea that the physical world, the world that we see, the natural world, is all that there is.
And I asked him, if there's no God to watch and judge people, wouldn't we all just revert to savagery?
I don't think that most people want to be good people only because God tells them to do that. I think most people actually just want to be good.
And you might say, well, what about the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where Jimmy Stewart plays George Bailey, the failed banker who decides to jump off a bridge but is saved by his guardian angel? Dr. Carroll says actually it's George Bailey who saves himself.
The thing that saves him is the realization that he had a positive impact on all the other real people there in Bedford Falls. Mm-hmm. If you believe my way of looking at the world, that is what is real and that is what matters.
So feel free to believe in God, but Dr. Carroll just wants you to know it's not supported by the laws of physics. So don't go trying to pray rockets into orbit. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.